Speaking about impacts to the county overall, as chair of the Law and Justice Committee, you championed some changes to the county charter that voters passed in November, specifically Amendments 5 and 6, which make the sheriff an appointed position and give the county council more operational control of the sheriff's office. What will this mean for future efforts to reform law enforcement in King County?
It will mean that the King County Council can actually live up to the things that people all around the country and tens of thousands of people locally have been asking us to do, and that is to create a better system of public safety that makes everyone feel safe. Right now, we have a system where some people, when they see the police, do feel safer and others don't feel safer. And what people have been asking us is to shift our system from one that sends armed police officers to respond to every situation, every challenge that we see in our streets, to one that looks more like a diverse menu of public health and community-based alternatives. If you see somebody going through a mental health crisis, you can send a medical professional, a trained professional, rather than somebody wielding a gun. If our young people are getting into fights at school, it's not a police officer with a gun that's in those schools. It is a trained violence interrupter, a mentor, somebody who has relationships with those youth who responds. In Seattle, we have a huge, huge homelessness crisis. And oftentimes people are calling 911 and sending people with a lethal weapon to respond to people who are going through unspeakable struggle. And so what if we were able to actually call 911 and have an option of sending a rapid response social worker who can connect people to the resources they need to not be in that situation anymore? Those are the kinds of changes that people have been asking us to do. But previously, we couldn't make those changes for a number of legal reasons, one of them being that the King County Charter prevented that. So our office put on the ballot an amendment that would remove those restrictions. And I was so excited to see that the public voted yes overwhelmingly and put that kind of faith in the council to make those kinds of changes.
Those charter amendments, plus two others on inquests in the Office of Law Enforcement Oversight, were in the works before you even took office. But I'm wondering, did the protests this summer against police brutality affect the way that you and the rest of the council members were talking about these changes?
Absolutely. The kinds of changes and laws that have been passed this year would not have been possible even a year ago. Organizers on the ground, marchers, have created the political will for elected officials to actually pass real bold change, especially in the police reform space. Yes, like you mentioned, that there a few of those charter amendments, actually 6 out of the 7, were already in the works before this summer's protests. But charter amendment number 6, we put on the ballot specifically in response to the movement that we've been seeing.